VOA News. President Trump has issued a strong warning to Iran. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was a tweet in all caps. Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. That was after Iran's president said America must understand well war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Is the president looking to incite war with Tehran?
If anybody is inciting anything, look no further than to Iran.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders then issued a statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton, who said the president has told him if Iran does anything at all to the negative, it will pay a price like few countries have ever paid before. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in Toronto, Canada are seeking video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a man armed with a handgun killed two people and shot 12 others late on Sunday. The shooting happened in the city's Greektown neighborhood. The two dead were 18 and 10 years old. The attack happened when the 29-year-old shooter was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police. Mayor John Tory said there are too many people carrying around guns in Toronto. He says our region should not have them.
We need to discuss, why does anyone in this city need to have a gun at all? And I know even answering that question won't fully eliminate tragedies like this, but even if we can prevent one of these incidents, then in my view, it is a discussion worth having.
Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random, and he said he has not ruled out terrorism. Witnesses said the shooter fired into restaurants and cafes while walking down a sidewalk. They reported hearing at least 20 shots. This is VOA News. President Trump said Monday that contrary to media reports, he is, quote, very happy with the pace of ongoing negotiations with North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. Several news outlets have reported in recent days that behind the scenes at the White House, Trump has voiced his displeasure to aides at the pace of talks in pushing North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Rwandan President Paul Kagame is praising China's treatment of Africa, quote, as an equal. He called China's approach a, quote, revolutionary posture in world affairs and more precious than money. Xi Jinping is the first Chinese president to visit Rwanda. China is Africa's largest trading partner. It's seeking closer military ties. China opened its first military base on the continent last year in Djibouti. The Democratic Republic of Congo will likely announce the end of the Ebola outbreak this week, 5 weeks since a new case of the viral disease was identified. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA.
If no more cases are found, the Congolese Health Ministry will declare the country Ebola-free this Wednesday. The recent outbreak in the northwest and DRC killed 32 people. Another 21 people were infected but survived. Those numbers are small compared to the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. That outbreak of the virus affected more than 28,000 people and killed 11,000. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
At least 12 people were killed early Monday when as many as 100 al-Shabaab militants attacked the Sanguni military base in the lower Juba region. A unit commander with Somali forces in Sanguni said troops identified two car bombs and detonated them before the vehicles could reach the base. A deadly heat wave that has gripped Japan since early July has sent temperatures in one city soaring to the highest ever recorded in the country. The Japan Meteorological Agency said Monday that temperatures in Kumagaya, located in Saitama Prefecture just north of Tokyo, reached 41.1 degrees Celsius. Nearby North and South Korea have also been racked by the heat wave. In South Korea, 10 people have died this summer from heat-related illnesses. The Syrian government has criticized Israel's evacuation of hundreds of volunteer white helmet rescue workers, calling it a criminal operation. And Tropical Storm Son Tin has brought heavy rains and floods to Vietnam, leaving 20 people dead and 16 missing. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.